We're coining a term here as we await the Republican tax bill this week, the Rothification of retirement savings. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Congress will now release the details of its tax package tomorrow. They'd been shooting for today, but even with electronic spreadsheets, the thing is complicated. We expect Republican lawmakers to alter the mainstay for saving for retirement used by private sector workers in this country. With 401ks, there's no tax when you save now. You pay later. The plan tomorrow may limit this so that people paying tax on savings, they do it now, but they get the proceeds later without tax. This, in essence, defers for maybe decades the tax benefit of savings. For more on what we can start calling Rothification after the Roth IRAs, where you opt to be taxed now, not later, let's bring in Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell.
You have to make a decision. Am I going to cut my spending in order to maintain my savings rate right now, or am I going to maintain my savings rate and cut my spending? And most people aren't living with big pay raises. They're not sitting around saying, well, what am I going to do with that 10% pay raise next year? They're living tight. And so the fear is that this will make what isn't actually a great retirement savings plan anyway, it will make it somewhat worse, that people won't participate as much. They won't put as much money into their retirement savings because of this Roth version.
Now, I heard this in your voice here and your phrasing. The current 401k retirement system is not a perfect instrument.
No, absolutely not. And a large part of it is people don't participate enough. They don't put enough money into it. It makes huge demands on individuals. How much should I put in stocks? How much should I put into bonds? I mean, do you think, David, for the past 30 years, we have had this conversation about mutual funds and asset allocations and 401ks, and people are still confused about it. So in essence, what these tax writers are doing is they're searching for money to pay for their tax cuts. And they're looking at the 401k plan. They're thinking, well, we might be able to get some money if we change the way the tax treatment of the 401k. And by the way, if it makes it worse, that's not what we're concerned about.
The context here is the Trump administration has moved recently to dismantle some systems that had been set up to try to bolster savings for retirement.
The population is aging. The baby boom generation, they're filing for Social Security, they're filing for Medicare. And yet the administration, it's against these state-run retirement savings plans that have been popping up that are looking at small businesses that don't offer their employees a retirement savings plan at work. And they're saying, well, we'll have a state-run option. Administration doesn't like those. It doesn't like the fiduciary standard that the previous administration wanted financial advisors, when they're giving retirement advice, to adhere to. I mean, why would you want to get fiduciary standard advice with your retirement savings?
In other words, why would you want your financial advisor to work in the client's best interest?
And then they killed the MIRA, which was a low-income plan to encourage some retirement savings among people who don't make much money. That's been killed. Taken all together, this is sort of like the anti-retirement savings movement.
All right. Well, we'll continue to try to cover it. Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, here in New York this week. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Senior officials from Google, Facebook, and Twitter have been on Capitol Hill as lawmakers try to learn more about what to do about Russia's disinformation efforts during and after last year's presidential campaign in the U.S. Among the questions are social media companies more like the telephone company? If nefarious info flows down a phone line, you can't blame the phone company, right? Molly Wood is the host of our sibling program, Marketplace Tech.
One specific note is that senators asked Google and Google's general counsel whether it considers itself a newspaper, a publisher, or simply a platform for information. And this is really notable because a newspaper or a publisher has a lot more responsibility for material that ends up on its site or in its publication. That is one area where regulation might be possible. And Google and Twitter and Facebook really want to portray themselves as these kind of neutral locations, these platforms where information just occurs. Obviously, that line is becoming a lot fuzzier as Google and Facebook and Twitter shape information with their own editorial teams and algorithms.
our Molly Wood. And the seats remain warm for social media companies in another hearing room on Capitol Hill today. By the end of the day, Facebook will also release its quarterly results with profit and sales gains predicted for the 17th straight quarter. Yet, if lawmakers were to more closely regulate digital ads because of this Russia business, that could cut into Facebook's business, Marketplace's Renata Sago reports.
To any marketer, the notion that a mere $100,000 in political ads on Facebook could have influenced a U.S. election, well, that says something.
That's a very powerful and influential platform, and they should probably run an ad campaign on it.
Mark Mahaney follows tech companies for Global Bank RBC. He says Facebook offers one of the best returns on investments for advertising, and this week's hearings won't change that. But Facebook having to hand over ad data and account for its business model, that does change its revenue outlook. Karen North teaches communications at the University of Southern California.
There's a shot over the bow saying, hey, wait a second, maybe some of this advertising isn't appropriate and wouldn't be lawful if it were, for example, on television or radio.
Social networks may not be able to keep selling just any ad to anybody. Facebook says it's hiring 1,000 ad reviewers. But government may eventually prefer to monitor and dictate the kinds of ads on social media, as it does for broadcast media. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.
We'll also be watching as the Fed wraps up a meeting today with a statement due in about 4 hours. Most economists expect the central bank to wait until December to raise rates again. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.